Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope prayer call. My name is Reverend Donna Gunter, and I am pleased to lead you in this time of prayer. As we continue on our journey through Mark Mitchell's devotional, Immeasurably More, our scripture passage this morning is found in Leviticus chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, "If your offering is a fellowship offering, and you offer an animal from the herd, whether male or female, you are to present before the Lord an animal without defect." As I read this passage, what leaped into my mind was the song, "What Shall I Render?" by James Cleveland. The first verse says, "What shall I render unto God for all his mercy? What shall I render? Tell me, what shall I give? All I can render is my body and my soul. All I can render, that is all I can give. God has everything, and everything belongs to God. God has everything, and everything belongs to him." In the book of Leviticus, we find the Israelites being introduced to the elements and the practices of the Jewish faith. It details the many ceremonial practices that were instituted for the Israelites to be in relationship with God and with one another. These rituals were to honor their relationship with God and commit unto God only what God could do: heal, restore, forgive, correct, and establish peace. This offering mentioned in the scripture is sometimes called the fellowship offering, and sometimes it's called the peace offering. It was the offering that the Israelites made to honor and celebrate the peace that they had with God. Not that they were trying to obtain God's peace, but the acknowledgement that they already had peace with God. That peace that allowed them to know that everything is going to be all right because God was on their side. That peace that comes from knowing that they were God's beloved, so they had nothing to fear. That peace that comes because they were in communion with the Almighty. This was the only offering in which the person who presented the offering were allowed to partake in the meat from this offering, which brought with this offering an air of celebration and fellowship with God and their community. I imagine that it was this offering that helped them to feel up close and personal with God, because all the other offerings and sacrifices were done by the priest in the presence of God. And once it was offered, the people could only watch from a distance. But with this offering, the people were given back a portion of the meat that they had brought to be sacrificed to the priest. And so I imagine that that felt like an awesome sense of communion and fellowship with God. But let us not forget that though this was an offering that attested to their peace with God, it was a sacrifice of an animal. Blood had to be shed over and over again. We, though, as the recipients of God's continued grace, know that the ultimate sacrifice that we commemorated just a few days ago, the death of Jesus, the spilling of his blood, was the atoning sacrifice for our sins and fully established our peace with God, which can never be taken away from us. Hallelujah. So although we no longer have to sacrifice an animal or a person and their blood has to be shed, God still requires a sacrifice. God asks us to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. God asks us to sacrifice our time to exalt the Savior, equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, empower through stewardship, and elevate society. Therefore, my question today and for us to meditate on is, what will you render? What will you give to the benefactor of this marvelous, amazing, life-sustaining peace of God that transcends all understanding? God has everything, and everything belongs to God. But God has so graciously shared it with us so that we can have everything we need for life and for living. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Holy and righteous God, Almighty, an omnipotent one. We come and we gather this morning, God, just giving ourselves to you. God, we know that it is your desire, it is your will, it is your plan to give us peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding. It was your plan, God, to keep running after us and to acknowledge that we are your people, God, and that you want to be our God. And with this, we get peace. And so, God, as we continue on in this day, as we consider the fact that we are able to commune and fellowship with you wherever we go, God, we just want to say thank you. God, we want to offer everything that we are, everything that we have, everything, Lord, that you have already given to us. We offer it to you, Lord, that we might continue to be in fellowship with you, God, to be able to experience, oh my God, to be able to commune with you. God, even though we can't do it right now face to face, but God, we can do whatever we can to make it feel like that. Lord, we know that as we continue to do the things that you have called us to, God, that we not only will have peace with you, but we will have peace with one another. And it is because the peace that you have given us, God, that we know that we can go forth in this world and reconcile the world unto you so that they might have peace also. God, we know that you are calling us to bring about peace, to be the peacemakers. You said, blessed are they that are the peacemakers, God. And that's what we want to do because we know that it is because you have chosen us. It is because you live inside of us. It is because you gave your son, Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice, God, that we can live in this world and that we can be free and that we can do what only you can have established for us to do. God, your peace. Thank you for your peace. And so we ask, God, that as we walk daily, as we walk with you, as we talk with you, as you continue to tell us that we belong to you, God, that we will live in the peace that only comes from you, the peace that the world can't take from us, the peace that gives us the ability and the authority to transform this world. It's in the blessed name of your son, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you so much for joining us. We invite you to join us for worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. live in the sanctuary or on any of our social media sites. That's Facebook, our website, or on YouTube. And of course, we invite you to be with us here again next Wednesday for our morning prayer call. Be blessed. Go in peace.